surgery. He's waiting. WAYRC Mobile.
Nothing heard. Any WRO? Standing by.
Good afternoon. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Quebec Bravo, looking for a quick radio check.
Go ahead, KV8 Ollie.
Yes, sir. This is KF8 BQB. Just looking for a quick radio check. What's your location, sir?
I'm in Vassar.
Copy that, Vassar. Hey, I appreciate it. Haven't used this in a while and wanted to make sure I still reach out. But this is KF8 BQB signing off, and thank you very much.
73 KV8 Ollie. This is November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo. On frequency this wonderful Sunday, this is November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo, listening in Lansing.
Sounding good in Lansing, W8YRC, name is Mike, here in Lapeer.
W3DOD.
UHF hub connected to VHF hub.
KVSWR.
This is KJBD. I'll be net control for Michigan Air CNET. Thank you for pre-net check-ins. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now. KJBD.
N8OBU.
N8OBU. Gotcha. Thanks for setting up the link. Yeah, somebody popped up on 7230 just as I started pre-net. So I moved up a clip and got some pre-space. So thanks for following me along. KJBD.
Thanks for the text. It was a pretty good clue. Any OBU, I'll be monitoring.
KJBD, net control for the Michigan Air PSC net. Take a pre-net check-in, so if you wish to check in the net, please call now. KJBD.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron from Saginaw County, CRO.
Okay, I copy KC8 YDF. You're in, Ron. Next station, please. KJBD.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Thanks, Mike.
KB8SWR, you're in the net. This is KJBD for a pre-net check-in. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
F8EAP, Luke from Bert.
Okay, that was a little light. Could you repeat that last call sign, please?
Trot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
Key up, wait like a half a second or a second, and then say your call sign. You're cutting your first part off, and it'll be you.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
KF8, Echo Alpha Papa, that's in log. Next station, please.
Luke in Burt, Michigan.
Oh, somebody just tried to check in, and you didn't wait long enough to talk, so could you try it again, please?
Jim, it was Luke and Burton. He was just telling you he was Luke and Burton. Over. KVNSWR.
Okay, I'm assuming that's KFEAP. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Copy that. Thanks very much. KJBD, net control, take a pre-net check-in. Anybody wishing to check in the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now.
This here? Oh. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie.
KADLN, I have you in the log. Next station, please.
KB8OOE, in and out. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, Oscar Echo.
Okay, copy KB8, Oscar Echo, in and out. Next station is KGBD, taking pre-nets for the Michigan Air PSC. Please call now. So let's get the ball rolling here. This is KJBD, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan Mercury frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTF, and Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, ATF official assistants and representatives from these groups. This is KAJED. My name is Jim, and I hold a position at ECRO, Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. These stations need not check in again. Other stations check in after the roll call. I will do the roll call now. N8ODU, AC8YVF, AB8FWR, KF8EAT, TE8GOM, and TB8OOE, who is in and out. Those stations are already checked in. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
I copy 89 IAR. You're in. Next station, please. Taking open enrollment, it's open check-in for the Michigan Air PSC Nets. KJDD, please call them out. Okay, nothing heard. We'll move on to the interesting part of this. Let's go now to Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Your comments, sir.
I'm chuckling here. KAJBD and the MIARPS CNET. This is KAJBD. I'm operating WSIDOC this afternoon. The reason I'm chuckling is that I don't know that you're referring to me as the interesting part. If you are, then you need to get a hobby. But anyways, thank you everybody for joining in this afternoon. Looking ahead at my calendar, I have one thing on here at the end of the week, and that is the fall set. That's Saturday morning. Looking forward to us. We'll be in here. We've got a smaller crew this year, but we'll still be in here. We'll be in and activating by 9 o'clock. We'll be in before that. So watch if you have pulled or if you pulled the ICS 205 communication plan, be sure to get an update to that on Saturday morning. I hope everybody has a great weekend. If you're participating in the exercise, I'd love to hear some comments about it this afternoon. And with that, I will return it back to that. This is KEADOM.
KADON, operating as WSAEOC. Yeah, thanks for your comments there. Yeah, Kate, we had luck up and do something right. But it was just basically just getting to the talk portion of the net here, which is, my opinion, more interesting. But, so once again, thanks for your comments, sir. We definitely plan on participating in the FET coming up. We're going to recreate the Dexter tornado, activate hostile teams, and see what we can get done there. And we're going to finish up a little early because we've got a fire test next to run also that day, starting at noon. So we'll be busy in the morning, and then after that, things will settle down to your basic goal work. So that is pretty much what's happening here at Washtenaw County. And I will now move to N8ODU for your comments, sir.
Well, I don't really have any input. I went out and worked on the Delta loop that I used to use for doing this net. It's a lot quieter than the other loop that I've got, and I got it back up, and it seems to be functioning, and I love it. But I'll be sitting here monitoring it, trying to work on it for about 6 months. Kind of needed a hand. Neighbor guy came over to help me, so. Or I wouldn't have got that far, so I'm glad I got one decent neighbor that will come over and help me work on that tennis. Thanks for being that control, and it'll be you.
NAWU, KAJBD. Yeah, thanks for setting up this link here, and thanks to the Central Michigan Network for providing the additional communications. That gives us a lot broader reach than just 3HF. So once again, thanks very much, and let's move now to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YZF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Yeah, we are looking forward to the FCT next weekend. I will have a limited crew of about six individuals for that. Our scenario for this event is a train derailment that causes a chemical spill by chance. There is a railroad track that runs directly to the parking lot of one of our hospitals here in Saginaw. So if this event, and they do run chemical trains through that set of tracks, so this scenario could happen at any time. I've been in contact with our emergency manager. He said they should go with that scenario, at least that's a relevant situation for our county, at least, to do. So that's what we are planning at this time, and we plan to activate our 911 center. Our actual EOC is in the courthouse, which we do not have access to during the weekend without approval or with the emergency manager having to be on hand to unlock and to, you know, get us into the building. So we use our 911 radio room as our EOC for events like this. We'll be also activating the radio room at our Covenant Hospital ER and also a shelter location as part of this exercise. So that's what we've got planned. We've got a few things to get done during the week prior to that that I'm working on at this point. So that's what I got. This is KC8YDF, back to net.
KC8YDF, back to net.
Roger,
thank you. Thanks for your comments, sir. And that sort of brought back some dark memories from the one that happened over Ohio. So let's hope that never really does happen to you guys. Let's move next to KDA-WR. Your comments, sir.
Hey, Jim. Everybody in the net. Enjoy your nice weather and get a lot of stuff done. Hopefully get some more radio work done. But, you know, just it is what it is. And remind everybody, if you're here in the net, VHF or UHF, feel free to check in. It's a link to HF and allows people to get on HF that normally wouldn't be able to. So if you're here in the net, and either of you, feel free to check in. Back to you, Jim. Keep it up there.
KBSWR, KAJBD. Yeah, it was good. Thank you guys for setting it up and keeping it going there. Let's take a slight break here and see if anyone else wishes to check in to the Michigan AR PSC net. If so, please call now.
WBATQZ.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lee Madoga.
Okay, that recognizes WBATQZ, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now, KJBD.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra Mobile, DE3TCS Mobile.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, correct?
Correct,
it is
Tim. Tango, India Mike. Over.
Okay, thanks for checking in, sir. You stick around for comments, or are you in and out?
Oh. I have a comment for the gentleman that was talking about that emergency practice session next to a railway track simulating a derailment. Over.
Okay, sounds good. Go direct with KC8YDF. Ron, you guys take it over to chat for a sec.
Can you please repeat? I'd step away from the radio for a moment.
Okay, there's a fellow, Victor Echo 3, Tango, Charlie Sierra, has a question for KC8YDF up in Saginaw about your train derailment scenario. You guys go direct and ask your questions.
Roger, yeah, station, go ahead. This is KC8YDF.
Thank you, sir. This is VE3TCS. I'm a retired locomotive engineer, and I have a suggestion, and the suggestion is that you guys download the American Association of Railways FM channels, and you could monitor that and find out what the railway uses on that piece of track, and if anything really happened, you would be able to communicate with the crews. Over.
Roger. Roger, roger. I copied that information. Thank you very much. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Juan Red at DE3 and TCS, do you have any additional comments for the net?
No. Well, other than I have all the AAR channels in my radio because I've run trains all over southern Ontario and southeastern Michigan, so I already know which frequencies the different railways use over.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. The CAGB net control, and let's move next to Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa here. I am just kind of listening in to this. I am curious and learning about the training exercise you guys are running on the next time, and that's pretty much my only comment. I just wanted to let you know that I will be listening and kind of learning.
Okay, do you have any specific questions you would like to pose, sir?
Just that training exercise is going on the same time next week, right?
Okay, I did not copy that. Could you repeat the question, sir?
It's going on next week, same time, correct? Like, same time next week?
Yes, the Michigan ARPSC net will happen next week around 5 o'clock. It'll either happen on 32, happen on one of the frequencies. Let me grab them here real quick to be sure. It will happen 3932 kilohertz, 5346.5, 7232, or it sounds like you're coming in on the DHS repeater, so that's how you get here. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD9IAR. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, looking forward to the SEP. Not sure if our county is doing much, but we had four customers yesterday, 275 contacts. Weather was beautiful and propagation was good. That's about all I have. Thanks for that control. KD9IAR.
Hi, KD9AR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to WB8KT2Z. Mike, what's up to?
Okay, to JBD and Mission Air PC. That's WB8TQZ. Well, I sat around 39, 32 for a few minutes before I realized propagation probably wasn't working today, so here we are. Found you guys without too much trouble. Beautiful day up here, getting ready for winter. I don't know what's going to happen with the SCT. I'm not even sure if I'll be available for that day. I've got several things that usually take place on Saturdays, so we'll find out. We are in between the emergency managers up here. The one we had resigned and took a position with another county. We're still talking about sharing one with Alpena. I haven't heard anything more than what they said about that in the paper last week. And I guess we'll see what happens. Listening along to see what we can learn, and we'll take it from there. Back to that.
Okay, well, hopefully, excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold. Hopefully everything works out for you guys up there, and you're not too terribly busy on Saturday. Just busy enough to be comfortable. With that, let's move next to WA4MLD. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, KHJBD and the net WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Name is Ray. I'll keep this really short. I don't have any committee appointments or anything. We do have an event down here in Macomb County this coming Saturday. I've been out of town and don't have the details yet, so I've got to gather up all of that. We did actually have somebody mentioned train derailment. We actually had one here a number of years ago right on Interstate 696, right here in Macomb County, and I was deployed and waited on near the scene there for quite a few hours, just as was next to a school playground and stuff like that. So it does happen, and so we're waiting to see what happens here. I'll be getting into all that as the week progresses. K8JBD, WA4MLD, name is Ray, R-A-Y, over.
WA4MLD, yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Yeah, we sometimes are able to cross-connect between Macomb County and Washtenaw here, Wayne and several of the others on the SEC. Looking forward to probably making some contact with them. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. At this point, we're at the bottom of the list. I'd like to ask if there's anyone else that wishes to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET. If so, please call now.
Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform 3.
Okay, I got a Kilo Echo 8 Tango Uniform question mark. Could you repeat your call sign again slowly?
Kilo Echo 8 Tango Uniform Zulu.
Okay, I got Kilo Echo 8 Tango Uniform Zulu. Anyone else that can check in, please call now.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec.
Okay, I copy you. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Any other station wishing to check in the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now. Okay, let's move to Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Your comments, sir.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Good evening to everyone on the Delta. My name is Bob here, and I am transmitting from Morgantown, West Virginia. I am on an indoor antenna that I just made and set up this afternoon in my backyard. It's about 3 feet off the ground, and I'm transmitting on 20 watts.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. You're doing well. Getting in from Morgantown, West Virginia on 20 watts. You're not doing bad. From West Virginia myself originally, and spent four really nice years at WVU up there. Came about the ball game yesterday, but enjoy going to school there. Thanks for checking in, sir. Any other comments?
Yes, sir. I am calling from Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm about 1 mile from the West Virginia football stadium. I'm still Mountaineers. Good. 73-2. This is KE8-TUZ.
Okay, KE8-TUZ. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move now to KE4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Your comments, sir.
Yes, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, and want to thank Net Control and all ham radio operators in listening distance for any volunteer work they do for their state, especially Michigan, which I'm in, and ready for the CERT, Saturday CERT exercise, and like to participate as much as possible within my limits, elderly age, using a 991A base station with an attic antenna in a condo subdivision and able to get out. Very grateful for that. Back to that, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, yeah, you seem to be getting out pretty good there. Once again, thanks very much for your comments, and we all appreciate any help anybody out there can give us. Trust me, as the EC, I appreciate any help I can get. So we've hit the bottom of the order again. Let's try again. Is there anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. This is KJBD Net Control.
Okay.
nothing heard. This concludes the Michigan ARPSC net. And thanks to all of you that checked in. And appreciate Central Michigan's help with setting us up for the VHF and UHF communications there. That was does extend our footprint and accessibility quite a lot. So once again, thanks to all of you. This concludes the Michigan ARPSC net. KJDB, clear.
So I did have one announcement I forgot to make. Jim, if I can make it quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, NAOBU. Your announcement, sir.
KBSWR. WAYU became a silent key last Wednesday. So if anybody knew Ron, WAYUC, he was...
It's in a silent key on Wednesday. Want to pass along.
KBSWR.
Okay, 17-8FWR in 8OBU. Did I cross you up with somebody else?
Yeah, I was just was making the announcement, not me.
Okay, that kind of came in garbled, but has the information you would have been transmitted, sir?
Hopefully I didn't come in garbled. I was just saying if anybody knew WAYUC Ron, he became a silent key on Wednesday, so just wanted to pass along. There'd be no service or anything for it, so anybody knew Ron WAYUC. KBSWR.
Okay, you got that time. Anybody else out there have anything want to say, please call now. Okay, looks like we'll shut her down officially now. So this is KGBD closing the net, and I'll be clear.
Error 205. DAD monitoring.
Okay, we're KOK DAQ. Doing pretty good. You're kind of broken up there, not really hitting the repeater very well. Any chance you could increase power there, or I'm not sure where you're at exactly.
This is KFAEDQ coming back on a handheld now. Am I coming in a little bit better?
KF8DDQ, KN8DAD. Yes, that is much better. That's about a 5.9 right there.
Yeah, roger that. I recently moved around some of my radio antennas, and maybe I didn't get something right in my garage radio. I'm talking to you now on a, I think this is a UV-17R thing, with a Nagoya antenna, 717 antenna on it. So now I'm, I gotta check out that new radio setup I have in the garage. Thanks for the heads up. So yeah, I think we may have spoken before. This is Mike up in Saginaw. I think your name might be John, is that correct?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I think we have spoken once or twice before. Yeah, name's Dan. I'm over here in St. John.
Yeah, roger that, Dan. I'm actually kind of surprised I'm not coming in. Well, kind of and sort of not surprised. I'm not quite sure. It's on a... I've got a Yaesu 150R on a Comet 2x4, so I should be getting out just fine. I was using that exact same setup in a different room in the house, and now I'm out in the garage, and now I'm surrounded by a bunch of metal. And that's probably, and I don't think that's ideal for my reception. But, yeah, I've been finishing up some radio projects around here. I set up an external antenna for my indoor radio yesterday. So I took the indoor antenna and brought it out to the garage thinking that would help me get out better, but it really hasn't. I've gotten better reception on smaller, cheaper setups.
Well, for UV-17R, I mean, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, it's amazing how, I don't know, sometimes the cheaper radios will, they tend to surprise me. I had a UV-21R that, unfortunately, I misplaced on the corner of my windshield and drove it all the way back home from work, all the way from Lansing to St. John's. Didn't see it there, and it got downpoured on last Sunday, so that radio is pretty much toast. Blew the speaker out on it, but yeah, I just I didn't spend that much on it, but I decided to replace it with just a basic GT5R, because I hear that's the one bow thing that's actually FCC certified, and it's got pretty good passes pretty good on the harmonics test. And yeah, it's amazing. I'm on a AZ2600 right now. I'm just got a J-pole on the peak of my house.
Yeah, roger. Actually, I just put up, it's a Diamond X30. It's like a 4.5-foot antenna. I bolted it, snap-conned it to the side of my chimney. So at least it's outside. It's got a lightning arrestor on it. It's grounded, and I ran a bunch of cable for it to go all the way across the house. I haven't played too much with it. It seems to do a little bit better than the 2x4 that was inside of the house. But now that I've got the 2x4 out in the garage, I got to figure out a way to get it up higher and away from so much metal. These bow things, I like them because, most of them do GMRS, and I listen to GMRS as well. And it's just, it's a little bit more convenient to have one radio that does it all. And, it soaks their close enough, in my opinion. This is KSA-EDQ, the radio ID. Did you have anything going on? Interesting events happen over the weekend for you?
KM8DAD for ID. No, not much this weekend. I work usually on Saturdays. And then, church today, we had a cookout, potluck, afterward, which didn't ask for a better day for that. And then, other than that, tomorrow, got the folks from Hager Fox coming out to my house about first thing in the morning, I guess. They're going to replace our furnace and AC. We just had the roof replaced a couple weeks ago. So those are the two big things that we need to have done around here. And once we get those out of the way, then hopefully it's just, two big things about the house we won't have to worry about for a while at least. But other than that, nothing Nothing huge happening. How about you?
Not too much this weekend. I went and walked dogs at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter this morning and yesterday morning, and then I did a whole bunch of chores yesterday. I got a lot of things done. I moved some server racks that were in the driveway. I bought a couple of server racks this last week, and I was able to put them in my garage so I can get my rack mount servers off of the floor. I have a window. I don't have central air conditioning, so I have a big window shaker. It's a big 25,000 BTU unit, and I had to take that out of the wall today or yesterday and store that away. I've got hot water heat, so I got a boiler. It's a dual boiler. It does hot water, domestic hot water, and hot water heat the house. And then, I swapped around a couple of antennas yesterday, but I didn't get around to testing them. I just kind of assumed that they would work, especially if it's 2x4, because there's not a whole lot that could go wrong with it. But I'll have to check it out once more. But yeah, that's all. And then there's a net that I'm going to participate in about 15 minutes, and then I'll probably be getting ready for bed because it's been such a long day. With that, I'll say, this is KFA-EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Well, it's great talking with you, Mike. Yeah, sounds like you've had some good projects going this weekend, and yeah, I hope to get the antenna thing figured out. That would be cool if you could get out, and I don't know if it's just, atmosphere or whatnot, if it's just, maybe because it's a little humid out right now or whatnot, but hopefully you get that up and running, and the Baofeng sounds really good over this way, so all the best with your net tonight, and I know we've got a flow scan TV net. Let's see if you're on 14539 over here in Okemos at 8 o'clock. I don't know if I'll be on that tonight or not. I haven't done it in a while, and since I got my rig here in the living room, my ham shack is in the living room with the TV where they're going to be watching the football game. My kids will be, so I don't want to disturb them with data bursts and whatnot. But it's great talking with you, and 73. And enjoy well what's left of your weekend, Sunday evening, and like I said, enjoy the nets this evening. All the best. KM8DAD will be clear and monitoring.
KM8DAD from KFA-EDQ, can I get a radio check? All right, no copy on that, but I think
this
I'm coming through a lot more clearly.
Radio check is coming in good.
I think I doubled in on you there. I think there might have been a loose connection or something. It seems to be up straightened out now. I reset the connection and checked out the wire, made sure nothing was stressed. So I think we're good now. Thank you very much for cluing me in on the reception issues.
Yep, no problem. You had a good one, and glad you got it figured out. This is KE8WUO. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Thank you, KEWUO, I believe it was. This is KF8EDQ, and I'm also clear.
KQ4BWC, looking for any contact. V3GXK listing.